Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Radio Anywhere.
Now it is. Now we're going out. There were 10 people listening to silence on Radio Anywhere. Just the 10 people listening, listening to actual silence on Radio Anywhere. Just now, you absolute, you strange people. Quick phone call. Whoa, what do you mean the number is not available? Have I dialed that wrong? Excuse me. 01296. I dialed the wrong number. 01296482102. There we go. No, hang on, I dialed the number again wrong. How did I dial that wrong? What's going on with this? Why is was 01? You can dial along at home. 296-482-102. There we go. You can dial along at home.
Person cannot be reached at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone. After you.
No. We want someone who. 01296. You can dial along at home, guys. 428972. Let's try this one, shall we? Let's try this.
Thank you for calling the office of Rob Butler MP. Unfortunately, we can't get to the phone right now, so please leave a message with your name, phone number, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
After you leave a message, you can modify it by pressing hash.
Hello, Rob Butler. My name's Ian Lee. You're my MP. My phone number's 0203-286-6370. I just wondered where you stood. Do you support Boris Johnson's apology and his attempt to move on? Or do you think he's a lying sack of shit? It's quite important that I get an answer to this to kind of discover what kind of person you are, whether you are a person with morals, with inner strength, with courage, or whether you're a coward who likes to rim the arse of the Prime Minister. If you could give me a call back, Rob, that'd be fantastic, mate. Thanks very much. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you're very, very welcome. First show in a little while. And boy, oh boy, the whole country has gone to shit, hasn't it? Aren't they a bunch of absolute lying bastards? If you want to call in about that, you're very, very welcome to. Clip that. That's going viral. That's going to be the one that gets me, arrested. That's going viral. If you want to call in about that, if you're listening to this or watching this, you're very, very welcome. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit. Maybe we'll phone up some more of those shysters, those con men. I just want to check in about, you know, we kind of skipped a show last week, and I'm going to be honest. I have been feeling very, very. I've been feeling very, very poorly. For those of you who don't know, I am bipolar. I prefer manic depressive. I don't quite know why they changed. I don't quite know why they changed the title. But for me, manic depression is a much, much better thing. And I have had. I'm friends with Tony Slattery, and I went and visited Tony last month, and he is bipolar, and I'm always shocked at how it affects him and how it has laid him low. And I've often thought, why do I not have that? And then I got that. And so the last week or so has been awful. It has been awful. I've not had voices in my head. I've not had voices in my head, but I've had like a vibe in my head. There's just like a really general negative vibe in my head. So it's not voices, but there is an atmosphere of misery and self-loathing that has been occupying the head. And if it had a voice, it would be telling me that I was a shit dad, I was a rubbish human being, I should be dead, and all of that stuff. I've not been suicidal. And this has been insane. This has had like a physical reaction to it. The depression is physical anyway. But this has taken it to a new level. I was losing my voice. I was getting headaches. I've lost. Here's something, guys. I've lost nearly a stone in weight because I've had no appetite. There's been a little bit of vomiting, you know, as well. But there has been no appetite at all. And I'm trying to eat. The last couple of days, I've been trying to eat stuff. And yesterday, I ate too much, and so I felt very ill, and I felt very bloated, and that kind of made me feel miserable. And it's really difficult to see a way out of here. On my whiteboard in the kitchen, I've had to write, "Don't panic. You are okay," to remind myself of these things. And it's been so much, and I'm so tired. That's another physical thing. I'm so tired, and I have zero lust for life, zero enthusiasm for anything. It's difficult, right? It's difficult. And soon as this finishes, I'm going to bed, and I haven't got much tomorrow. And I'm going to stay in bed until about midday. Then I have to get up, and I've got quite an important email I have to write. And I have to write a column for Retro Gamer magazine, which will be fine. I know what I'm going to write. And I have to start getting... I passed my case study. I passed my case study, which is wonderful, but I don't even feel any pride or excitement around that. It's like, whatever. So I have felt awful. I feel awful. I have no knowledge of how to, I've been listening to, this is how bad it is. I have been listening to BBC Radio 4 Extra, even the dramas and the quiz shows from the 1990s. I've been listening to that. That's been my soundtrack. And, you know, the reason I'm telling you this is because, fuck it, it's my show, I say what I fucking want. Some of you might identify with it and make some kind of connection, but also I'm having to say it to get myself out of it. I'm having to say it to get myself out of it by talking about it. I I'm able to kind of like step. I'm able to kind of take a couple of steps distance from it because I've been living in it. And I, you know, I don't want to do this show, but actually I think it's quite healthy for me to do this show tonight. And so that's why I'm doing it. I'm doing this for me. I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing this for me. And, you know, I haven't wanted to kill myself, but I have wished that I was dead. I haven't wanted to kill myself, but I've wished that I was dead, which are two, they are two completely separate different things. They are two completely different things and can you know, the one does not need the other. The weight loss is weird. I can feel my stomach is just like so tense. And, you know, it is what it is. But I know I have a name for it. It is bipolar. And, you know, if I think about my boys, I burst into tears. And, you know, I see people like Tony Slattery and I thought, but my, and I've read books about my bipolar isn't like that. But then I've kind of had a glimpse at how it can be like that, at how it can just take me into, have you seen the film Everything Everywhere at the Same Time? It's a masterpiece, right? It's an absolute masterpiece. But it felt like for some time that I slipped into a parallel universe, like a different dimension, a parallel universe. And it felt like, like that. And I don't know when I guess I'm out of it a little bit, but I'm not really. And I'm dreading Friday because Friday I have to go into the BBC and I've got like 3 hours of recording a week's worth of links. And I'm thinking, shit, I don't know. I don't recognize the guy that used to be able to do that. I don't know who that guy is. The guy that used to be able to go into 4 Extra with, you know, seven days worth of you know, material to kind of just make up and improvise. I don't feel like that guy. I don't know who that guy is. And I've got to be that guy on Friday. I've got to go into a studio and go, coming up at 10, coming up at 11. I've got to do that. And I can see all the nice messages in the chat and I'm not going to fucking cry. Okay. So that worries me a little bit, and I'm so tired, and I've got the boys this weekend, and I'm so tired, and there's just so much, you know. If I'm going to qualify in August, there's just so much, and I'm locked into it now. It would be very difficult for me to take, and I've got a job. I've got a radio job starting in July, and I've still got to carry on doing. And I'm just thinking, shit, man, I've got to be that guy that goes into the radio station every day. Hey guys, morning guys, morning PPIs. I got to be that guy. And I don't know how. I'm really fucking hoping. But by the time that job starts, I'm that guy again. That's what I'm hoping. So that's where I'm at, right? That's what bipolar is. That's what it is. And this is the first time that it's, you know, I've had really, really bad lows and I've had really, really manic highs, right? This is the first time, man, I've slipped into a parallel universe where I'm fucking nuts, where I'm absolutely fucking nuts, where I'm insane. And I have been, the last week, I have been insane. You know, like I say, not voices in the head, but there's like a vibe in the head. You know, it's not as specific as a voice, but if I really, you know, if I stood on the top of a hill and listened, I could hear. So that's what's going on for me. How are you doing? But also, you know, this country's shit, right? Fuck you, Boris Johnson. Fuck you, Nadine Dorries. And yeah, it's all right for me to call out Nadine Dorries. It's not woman bashing, as someone accused me. It's calling out someone. It's calling out a liar. It's calling out fakes. It's calling out people who are doing this. They're Pete Heats. They're all magicians, and they're all trying to distract our attention. I was watching that Boris Johnson statement today. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Do you know what? I wish you'd fucking died of COVID. That's a terrible thing to say, right? And I don't wish violence on anybody. But you know, when he got COVID, I wish he'd fucking died from it. I wish he had gone, because he has done nothing but drag this country down into the gutter. We are a laughing stock. You know, there is no respect for politicians. And I just fuck you, Boris Johnson. What the fuck do you add to this country? You add nothing. You add nothing. Same for you, Sunak. Same for you, Dorries. Same for you, Shapps. Is it Grant Shapps who used to run a get rich quick scheme, was under a different name? Was that Shapps? That was one of them. Fuck all of you. Fuck you, Steve Baker. Fuck you, Steve Baker. Fuck all of you fucking pricks lying to us. Lying to us when we couldn't meet people, when we couldn't sit down. We were going out for a walk, right? And we weren't allowed to even sit down for a walk when we were out for a walk. We weren't allowed to have like a picnic. You were fucking giving it fucking this. Fuck you. Fuck all of you, man. Fuck you. Fuck you to hell. Get the fuck out of it. If any of you bastards as well, oh, what about Keir Starmer had a... Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you with your Keir Starmer having a fucking curry bullshit. Fuck you. All of you. Fuck you, man. This is fucking shit. Elwood, that was it. The guy that stood up today. Elwood, the only Tory MP that had the guts to stand up today and call it what it was, a shit show. And no one else on his side backed him. I try not to swear too much on the Wednesday shows because my boys might be watching. It's a distinct possibility. But do you know what? Fuck them. Fuck them up. Not my boys. That would be awful. Hello, caller.
Hi, Ian. How you doing? It's Jimmy Debo.
Hey, Jimmy Debo. I've never known how to say it. So it's always been Jimmy Debo. Jimmy Debo. I like that. That bounces around the mouth like a little rubber ball. How are you doing?
Not bad, thank you. Sorry to hear you've been going through tough times in the last week. And
thank you, man.
Hope you pull through it, and you know, we're there for you. But I wondered, does getting annoyed about Boris help? Because it certainly seems to help me that I get so annoyed about this. It's kind of a angry vitriol that is weirdly cathartic sometimes when you just take out your fucking anger at these idiots.
I know what you mean, but no, I was kind of teaching today. I do some teaching online on some Wednesdays, and they book me in, and I wasn't booked in at the moment, so I was watching him in the question time, Prime Minister's questions, and I felt so powerless. Watching what we all knew was going to happen, him coming out saying, well, this is out and now we need to move on. We knew he was going to do that. And I felt impotent. And I know what you mean. Anger is an energy, to quote Pill, but no.
I kind of flip between the two because on the one hand, I feel that kind of level of despair because it seems to work. Like for ages it's been wait for the Sue, we can't do anything until the Sue Gray report, we can't do anything until this, and now that's out, let's move on.
But we knew that was going to be the thing. It's out, we just need to move on. There's a war in Europe and there's a cost of living thing. Well, the cost of living thing is partly your fault, you fuckers. So don't give me that bullshit. And no, let's not move on. People weren't allowed to sit with their nans as they were dying. And people weren't allowed to go to their mum's funeral. Fuck you, having a fucking leaving do. You absolute melt.
The worst thing for me is when they turn around and say, the public don't care about this. What the public actually care about is Putin, is the cost of living crisis. Yes, we care about that. That doesn't mean we don't care about this, that you're a bunch of law-breaking scumbags. That, it doesn't mean that we've forgotten about you. It doesn't mean you can behave any way you like and have no consequences. And that's the problem. It's this feeling of entitlement that they can get away with it. It's, I find, like I say, I find the anger empowering sometimes, but I equally find it that you're beating your head against a brick wall, because these arseholes never learn. And it's until they get punished in the elections, it feels like it's just going to carry on that way.
Yeah. Thank you. Say it again, Jim. Jim Adebo. Jim?
Jim Adebo.
Thank you, Jim Adebo. I'm going to forget that every single time. I heard a great... I've been listening to a lot of 4 Extra, and I heard a great show. How are our levels, guys? How are our levels? I heard a great show. I was listening to... I'll tell you while I... Dave!
Evie.
I heard a great show on 4 Extra that, if you've not heard it, you would like it.
It is genuinely a great show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is... hang on a minute. I need to... It's about 2 songwriters. It's the guys... Oh, Jesus Christ. Hang on a minute. Hold the line, please, caller. It's about 2 songwriters, Roger Cook and Roger Greenaway.
Okay.
Do you know who they are?
Rings a distant bell. But...
Right. So... They started off, this is great. This is such a good show. It's an hour long show. It was on yesterday, right? And so they were like some songwriters in the 60s, and they wrote, you've got your troubles, I've got mine. You know that song?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They wrote that, and then they went, oh shit, I think we can write songs. Let's write some songs. And then they went on to write Something's Got a Hold of My Heart. Mm-hmm. They wrote the Cilla Black song, I Got a Feeling Something's Going to Happen Tonight, or whatever that is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then they wrote I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing. Then they wrote Divided We Stand, United We Fall. Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress. They wrote with John. They wrote all of these songs, right? All of these songs, and they just kept getting more and more successful. They were so successful that one episode of Top of the Pops, 4 of the songs on there were songs that they'd written. Oh, one of them, wow. Roger, I think it was Roger Cook, was the singer in Blue Mink. And they were so successful. They had 4 songs on Top of the Pops, to the point where Top of the Pops next week said, we can't have any more of your songs, because... And so then one of them went to America and went to Nashville and couldn't get a break for 2 years. Then he wrote You've Been Talking in Your Sleep for Crystal Gayle. The one that stayed here, he wrote loads of songs for like Don Williams and with John Prine. The one that stayed here wrote loads of songs for he wrote Hugging and a Kissing in the Back Row of the Movies. And, then he went on to write, If You Like a Lot of Chocolate on Your Biscuit, join out. Honestly, man, it was brilliant. I thoroughly recommend it.
I assume, I Like to Teach the World a Thing, when Coke bought that, they probably, whether they made a few quid.
No.
They did.
It was, I'd forgotten this. It was written for Coke. It was written for Coke. And then it became so big that the manager of the New Seekers said, is there anything we could do with that? And then they turned it into a song. They went backwards. Honestly, it was so good. And they're just 2 blokes from Bristol. And they work with George Martin. They recorded as David and Jonathan. Does that name ring a bell?
Yeah, yeah, David and Jonathan, yeah.
They released Michelle. They did a cover version of Michelle. I don't know what the show was called. It was on yesterday, 9 o'clock, BBC Radio 4 Extra. It was really good. It had Tony Blackburn on there as well, singing their praises. Anything with Tony on is wonderful. It was charming. It was wonderfully charming.
Well, it's a bit disturbing you're enjoying other stuff on Radio 4. I mean,
Yeah.
I should guess, you know, Even getting nowhere fast with Mervyn Stutter, are you enjoying that?
Oh, now, what is that? Who is Mervyn Stutter? How do I know that name?
That's a guy who does songs in between, and it's all about him running a, is it a bistro with a sort of a South African... I mean, the people who are in it, I mean, I think there's a... Tracy Ann Overman plays a South African you know. And I think Martin Freeman was in the early episodes.
Yeah, it's
I think John Challis was in it. It's absolutely terrible.
It's terrible. But there's also another thing set in a bistro called Bangers and Mash.
Oh, God. And
have you heard it? And they do on these four extra things to show there's a transition of scene, instead of just, you know, changing the ambience so that we go, they play a bit of the song. So about eight times it goes, Bangers and Mash, me mother used to make. They do that bit, don't they? That's awful. But I'm obsessed with these awful things.
Our favourite... all the young dudes that played bits of the song.
The young dudes.
The episode was named after.
By the way, thank you, Mr. Bodell is saying, Cook and Greenaway in perfect harmony. If you're listening to this podcast, I thoroughly recommend you go and listen to it. It's really, really, really delightful. And the one that went to America was writing for Crystal Gayle and all these country stars. The one that stayed here had a lot of hits, but also wrote The Family Nest and Jimbo and the Jet Set. So
fantastic.
It's lovely. Really, really lovely show. Anyway, Dave, what did you call in for? Was it to talk about Four Extra?
But pretty much Four Extra.
Okay. Good.
And also the to the fact that the Nothing Is Real podcast is starting to annoy me.
Why is that? Why is it annoying you?
Because I think Jason keeps trying to bring in catchphrases that he thinks are really funny. He keeps doing what as a thing of surprise, a bit like Mo does in Simpsons.
What they need to do is every time they say, "You see what I've done there," "You see what I did there," they should punch themselves in the eye.
Well, I said I said to Stephen, if he does that once more, I'm going to get on a plane, I'm going to come to Dublin, I'm going to punch him in the face. It's annoying, but they're doing five parts.
I was devouring that. Today,
it's a five-parter, so yeah,
I'm just loving it. Yeah, fantastic.
Anything I can do to help, give a shout.
Thank you, brother.
And I'm in Aylesbury on Monday. I've got a gig weekend to Wendell gig weekend. I'm seeing Stuart Lee at the Wickham Swan on Friday. I'm going up to see the Pet Shop Boys in Birmingham.
Beautiful.
On Saturday. In the Unthanks, the old folk outfit at the London Palladium on Sunday, and then seeing the Flaming Lips at Aylesbury Friars, or whatever it's called, the Waterside Theatre, isn't it?
Oh, they're playing there?
On Monday.
The Flaming Lips are playing there?
Monday. Yeah, it's from about 2020 they first put that in, yeah.
What a strange world that we live in.
Yeah. My weekend. I expect to be dead after that.
All right, Dave, enjoy yourself. I'm going to play one of the songs by the Two Rogers, which I heard, which was this. Which is great. Roger Greenaway and Roger Cook. Dig out that show. It was so good. And it was an hour long. When it got to the half hour, I thought, oh no, this is going to end. And it was an hour long. And unlike a lot of things that are on 4 Extra, it was made last year. And it's really, really, really good. Hello, Alistair.
Something's got a hold of my heart. What a great song.
They wrote
that
one as well. Maybe they just write songs with the word something in.
Yeah.
That could be it.
When you mentioned that, explaining about these two good chaps.
Yes, sir.
That reminded me, my supervisor who seduced me, literally, I bought that record for her as a keepsake.
Okay.
And... I don't know. She seemed to look at it strangely. But anyway, I think she probably enjoyed it in the end.
Okay.
Because it's a good tune.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay. That's an unusual story to bring to the table.
Well, I just wanted to reveal myself completely.
Okay. Gosh.
To you.
Thank you very much indeed. now put it back.
Anyway, and just to say as well, I was watching all that bloody Boris stuff today, and a few choice words came out of my mouth, and I think I scared the cat at one point. But in the end, I went back to my old training and just said, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
I didn't think of that, although I've been in that online meeting for like nearly the whole day. I went into that, but you know, we do onwards and upwards. I have my sobriety, and that is something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my heart goes out to you, Ian, as you know. I hope that you can get over this. I'm sure you will, because you have in the past. And I know from my own experience that probably not to the level you are, but when I'm in that down mode, that it's so hard to think or motivate yourself to do the best thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I find, because, you know, people say, well, you know, go for a walk. Or,
fuck that. You know, I've not been able to. I went out the other day, and I got as far as the end of the street, and I thought, oh, my God, I am dying. This is killing me. Yeah. And so I came back. I have been out for a couple of walks. My fear is I got a job starting soon. I got a radio gig, and I can't say what it is yet, but I'll be able to soon. And my fear is that it's going to kick in then. And then what the fuck do I do? But I need to work. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean?
Well, I mean, that's right. And we all need to work on ourselves, whoever we are.
Yes.
And the thing is that, you know, by the time that you're doing the show, then, you know, you don't know how you're going to be. So concentrate on today and then just take one today's time, as they say.
Just for today. All right, Alistair. Nice one, man.
And love you, man. All the best. Take care.
Thank you very much indeed. So, I missed a phone call. If I miss a phone call, I call you back. I think we call you back. Let's see what we got here. We never know what we're going to get when we ring out.
This is Radio Anywhere.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Radio Anywhere.
Hello, caller.
Hey there. Hey there, Lane. How you doing, buddy?
Well, all the better for hearing a lovely American accent.
It's Hillary Clinton again here. I've been off of my holly bumps, but I'm back. And better than ever.
That's great news. Is there anything you'd like to say?
I just wanted to know what the heck is going on over there. I've been hearing about lots of parties. Boris Johnson having a party.
There's Boris Johnson.
Dominic Raab having a party.
Dominic Raab, Boris Johnson, they've
Rishi
been
having... Rishi Sunak having a party.
Rishi Sunak, they've all been having a party.
Having a party.
Yep, there's been lots of parties.
I think Priti Patel was there. Was Priti Patel there?
Priti Patel was probably having a party.
What about Ben Wallace?
Who's Ben Wallace?
Michael Gove.
Okay, yeah, they probably. If we're just going to list politicians, we might as well end it here.
Sajid Javid.
Okie dokie. So, I'd like to teach the world to sing. Before it was that, was this. These were the words before it became the Coke thing. True love and apple pie. Anyway, then it became the Coke thing. Honestly, it's so good, that program. I absolutely loved it, and I thoroughly recommend that you go and have a listen to it. I missed a voice message. There was a voice message left on Friday. Let's have that.
Hello there, it's me, Steve Maglow. Just giving you a call. Milton Keynes. Have you ever been to Milton Keynes?
Mm-hmm.
Don't go there.
Oh.
We saw a TikTok video about it, and I'm a bit worried. We try not to get sucked into conspiracy theories or anything, but it seemed like these lads knew what they were talking about, and it's really concerning me about something to do with, like, the street with, like, a sun at the end of it and, like, a pyramid and stuff. I'm concerned. I don't want to get dragged back in there, but I see this sort of stuff, and it kind of makes me think that could be right.
Oh.
I'm trying to stay on the straight and narrow. Right.
Okay, well, that's concerning. We need to... We need to help there. Why won't this play? Oh, don't tell me my Spotify is going to crash. Spotify is so unpredictable on this computer that I've closed it. I'll open it now. And you watch. It won't open. Won't open. Oh, man. I got ways around these things. Here it is. It's a bit of Mel Torme, yeah? I just know. Look, first of all, look, Tim Heidecker's live now.
It was
look,
pretty bad. Rally around the three.
Seasons. Tim Heidecker's live now, right now. But I see on here he does a version of "Happy Together." Indulge me, Mel Torme. "Happy Together." Indulge me. Indulge me. Let me hear a little bit of this. No, that's shit. Do you want to know the best version of "Happy Together"? This is how you do it. That's a great version. They did a movie, the Leningrad Cowboys Go Something. And I can't remember what it is. It was kind of a thing when I was at college. And it's a proper movie about them touring like America. Leningrad Cowboys Go America. I think we may have watched the trailer on here. I think we may have watched the trailer on here before. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give me a call, you can. I just want to cover up my face. I don't want to see my face. So this is kind of the Leningrad Cowboys are great. There's loads and loads of their songs, which I thoroughly recommend. You know the Clark's Shoes song, right? You know the Clark's Shoes song? You know the Clark's Shoes song? Vibes Cartel. I think he's dead now. He got arrested for murder. But Vibes Cartel, this is a good song. Here we go. It's about Clark's Shoes. Here we go. Anyway, he's a terrible homophobe. I think he went to prison for murder. I suspect he's now dead. So, you know, let's let's move on. 0203 286 6370. So tonight's show is kind of is kind of so tonight's show is kind of me dipping my toe. It feels like, right, the last week, it feels like, right, if you tuned in, just tuned in, you'll have missed the start of this. This week has felt like I have stepped out of my body, right, and have been, certainly for some days of this week, I was watching myself. It was like, I tell you the feeling was, right, it was like someone had taken, I kept thinking this, but I had no one to say it to, so I'll say it to you. Kept feeling like someone had cut like a cake slice shape out of my head. That's what it felt like a cake slice shape out of my head. And I was like, I was sort of stood. It was like I was watching me in third person. You ever seen those YouTube videos where people do that? They watch them. They set up like VR things and they watch them. They live for 24 hours in third person. Felt like I was in third person and was not really able to think. And I just couldn't. It was the weirdest thing, right? And it was kind of scary because I thought, shit, what if this is it? What if this is it? And I don't get back, you know, I thought, what if I become I've often wondered what it's like to be an acid casualty, what that is like. And this was kind of a glimpse of it, feeling, this was it, kind of feeling like, oh God, I'm not me, but what if this is it forever? And it isn't, you know. So it has been a strange, strange week. I've lost a stone in weight. Jesus, Kath, wait till you see me on Friday. Holy shit. Lost that weight. Just not hungry. There was a little bit of vomiting as well. It was a physical thing. And it has been physical before. I was going to apologize for talking about this. And then it's like, no, fuck you. This is my stream. I'll talk about what I want. If you don't like it, you can go away. It's been physical before, but this was more physical. There was vomiting. There was headaches, this stomach ache. It's been horrible, really. It's been horrible, but. There's still stuff that has to be done. I keep thinking, right, I keep thinking that hopefully I'm going to qualify in August to be a counsellor. I keep thinking, right, when I've qualified, I can take a step back. But I can't because I'll be doing this new job. I'll be able to cut the clients down to about two a week, which would be great. But I'm going to be getting up at 5:15 every morning. Oh, there's a hint. So you just have to kind of go on, right? There was part of me, I'm going to say this, and Catherine will know what I'm talking about, and Catherine will not be worried about this because we have had this conversation before, right? There was part of me yesterday when I went and saw one of my kids doing a show and I dropped them off, and there was part of me yesterday that thought, shit, please don't be worried by this, right? No one be worried by this. But I thought, shit, it would be so much easier if I just drove my car in off the motorway into a wall. I'm not going to do it. Wasn't going to happen. But there was a thought process that went, Jesus, if I just smashed my car 80 miles an hour into a bridge, I'd probably survive, right? You've got airbags and shit like that. But I'd probably be ill. And then everything would have to stop. Everything would have to stop for 3 months, right? Everything would have to stop. Because I'd be in hospital. My sister's there, but it's never going to happen. I've spoken to Catherine about this before, and we've had a conversation. Probably not the conversation that you don't think, but it was just like, shit, everything would stop. And it's not about dying, or anything like that. I don't want to die. You know, I had a great time seeing one of the boys in a play last night and you know, all of that stuff. It's just that thing, fuck, you know, you need, just someone needs to come and press the, you're out for 3 months. You're out for 3 months. That's it. 3 months, right? And at the end of the 3 months, we can renegotiate. But no phone calls, no emails. Every responsibility that you have now is gone. Someone else is going to take care of it. It's gone. But what about the clients? Nope, sorted. But what about the new job? That's done. That's fine. But what about Patreon? Nope, that's fine. Everything's good. What about my kids? No. It's fine. Everything is fine. Everything is sorted. For 3 months. And that's it. And that's what it's about. And it's I'm sure some of you have a similar kind of feeling, right? And I'm not suicidal. I'm so not suicidal. That bizarrely is not part of this vibe that's going on at all. I'm really enjoying my kids at the moment. And so that's not it at all. Also, I'm getting a fence put at the end of my garden next week so that maybe it's this week so that my sister can bring her dog over. I think it's a really common thing. And maybe your fantasy of it is it manifests itself in a different way. But it's that thing of like, no, stop, bed. We're going to bring you up food. No, that's it, done. You're done. No, your phone. Tell you what, leave your phone downstairs. Nope, it's gone. It's done. 3 months. And that's what it felt like. But I don't ever see a period in my life. I missed your call, Visionary. I'm going to call you back. That's what it was. And it's... Hello, Visionary.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
I didn't mean to interrupt what you were saying, but...
That's all right.
I can completely relate to what you were saying.
Go on.
This morning... I was driving down, it's going to be hard for me to say, driving down a dual carriageway and driving quite fast. And I thought, if I just turn the wheel slightly, I'll roll my car and I won't have to go to work today.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my son in the car and I was thinking, why on earth were you thinking that? And then completely snapped myself sort of back into it. Carried on and went to work, but you're not the only one that has thoughts like that.
I think it's very common. Thank you for sharing that. Now you sound quite upset recounting that.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
go on.
Because I had my son in the car.
Yeah.
So part of me then beat myself up for about a couple of hours. Like, why on earth would you think that? And then started to think about, obviously, what would happen if that had happened.
Yeah.
And how it would affect other people. And how it would affect my son, who's in the car with me. And, yeah, it's difficult to say, but I had to say it.
I really appreciate you saying it, Visionary. And there's loads of people in the chat saying they have similar things. And I think it's common, man. We human beings in the year 2022, we are carrying around. We got so much responsibility, right? And some of it is valid, you know, kids and stuff, but a lot of it isn't.
Yeah.
It is. What the fuck? How the fuck did we end up here?
I don't know. I don't even know. But the fact that I'm able to call up and talk about it is a massive thing for me because I would keep it in. So the fact that you're talking about something and you're vocalising it, I can't stress enough how important that is.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks,
I
man.
I can't stress it, but that's it.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. I saw St. John earlier and I didn't say hello to St. John. Hello, St. John. Hello, St. John earlier. Boris Johnson resigned yet? No. No. 0203 286 6370. So that's kind of, you know, that's what it's been like. This manic depression. Why did they change it to bipolar? I should ask somebody. This has been a weird one. This has been a one where it's felt fucking nuts. It's felt like, oh shit, I'm not completely in control of. What am I trying to say? The boundaries of sanity have been twisted slightly. That's what this felt like. I felt insane. You know, I felt proper. My grip on reality is not solid, and there is some flanging going on at the edges, and you know, and I am not quite understanding things as the way I should understand it. Manic and mania aren't good words anymore, according to those in charge. I think manic depressive is so much more descriptive than bipolar. What the fuck is bipolar? North and south. You've got north, you've got the south. I mean, okay, great. The mania and the depression. That is it. In fact, you know what? I did have Tony Slattery, actually. I was texting him a lot, and he was kind of talking me through it. Imagine, he was talking me through it. What a lovely man. What a lovely, lovely man. So that is where this week has gone. I have to hope that I'm heading in the right direction. Oh, fucking hell. I have to hope that I'm heading in the right direction. Otherwise, what is there, man? What is there? You know. So I haven't got my Spotify. But I wanna play. I think the two Rogers may have written this. Is this the quality?
Now we
go. Whoa. No. We don't want. I play this song a lot. This is a great song, man. Oh, hang on a minute. We missed a phone call. Let's call back. See this. Let's see what this is.
Hi, honey.
Hello.
Hi. I heard that you don't have Spotify, so I thought maybe I could sing with you.
Okay. What are you going to sing?
Well, honey, I thought I could sing something lovely.
Okay, let's hear something lovely. That would be lovely. No, I think we'll stick with this. Thank you very much indeed. We'll stick with this one. The full podcast with the music goes out to the £15 Patreons, and the audio without the music goes out for free. Just look for Radio Anywhere. We'll change that. If you're watching the video, there were pictures of different bands in there, right? But also, the picture that got me, look at this. Look at the lanky one. First of all, his legs are so thin. He's really not got that pose, right? Good evening, Dean.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm all right, Dean. What you got for us tonight, please?
I've been getting better on the bike, the exercise bike.
Beautiful.
I'm now down to, I'm below. I started off, well, a few months ago, I was on 5 kilometres. About a month ago, I started on 5 kilometres a day.
Jesus.
At 24 minutes.
Jesus Christ. All right, that's better. Well, I mean, I couldn't even get close to that. Okay.
And now I'm on 18 and a half minutes for the 5 kilometres.
Flipping. I'm laughing because it's something I could not and would not do. And I suspect your time is significantly faster. Do you know what, Dean? I got an idea. So I'm going to do a phone-in one day, right? And the phone-in is going to be things that you realise you will never do again. And it came to me because I saw my running shoes out in the porch and I thought, you know what? I'm nearly 50. I ain't never running again in my life. Ever. Never going to run. Ever again. That's really good, man. How are you? You sound a lot better.
Yes, no, things are going well. There's plenty of things I'm not going to do again either. I'm probably not going to exercise again because there's no point because it doesn't work.
Okay. Well, what? I guess it depends what you're trying to do.
Well, it's because the world's a simulation.
Holy shit.
And it won't matter how much I exercise. The people that control the simulation, they decide whether to get
fit
or not.
You do not want to believe. You are.
And also, yes? You want to listen to a bit more of it because your depression is caused by them as well.
Holy shit! Who are these bastards? I want to kill them.
Yeah, me too. But I don't know who. I don't know where to get them. I don't know where they are. They're telepathic.
Oh, okay, Dean. I'm afraid I'm losing Dean. Hello, Dean. Oh dear, we seem to have lost Dean. Hi, Chihuahua. Hi, Chihuahua. Yeah, if pop stars in the old days, right, they were funny. I mean, they're two very beautiful women. But the guys, I mean, that looks like, you know, someone's next door neighbour, Bert. Bert, we're doing a photo shoot for the album cover. You know, we're in a band. You fancy coming and being it, mate? And this guy, this is, I mean, these are the Save All Your Kisses for Me people, a song that always made me feel very, very uncomfortable, particularly with the punchline, even though you're only three. But he is my brotherhood of man. That guy there is my brotherhood of man. Are they still around? Are they, they've got to be in their 20s there, right? They've got to be in their 20s. Are they still around? Are they still doing the do? Things I am never going to ever do again. Run. Never happening. Never, ever happening. What's the point? Every like 18 months or so, I think I'm going to do a couch to 5K. I think I'll do it. What I'm going to do is a couch to 5K. And you know, I get like a couple of weeks into it and go, nah, I don't think so. I don't think so. Never gonna do it again. Never gonna do that. Never doing it again, Patty. I'm never running ever again. Is that okay with you? Yeah, my little girl. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give me a call. You're very, very welcome. By the way, this podcast, if you're listening to the free podcast, this free podcast is available because of our wonderful Patreons, advertisement free, patreon.com/Ian and Catherine, patreon.com/IAIM and Catherine with a K. If you're listening and you want to donate, why the hell wouldn't you want to donate? Go to paypal.me/Ian Lee. We will keep Patreon going when I get this job because it doesn't really pay. Because the pay is shit. So we'll need to. So we'll probably end up doing two shows a week, I think, on the Patreon and see how that goes. And we may lose, but it may shrink to so much that it's not worth doing, and that's okay. But this job is an interesting situation in which it doesn't really. United we stand, divided we fall. What to do now? I kind of feel like I'm going to phone my boys and make sure my boys are okay. And then I'm going to go to bed because I am tired. I am exhausted. I am tired. I haven't got my Spotify, so I can't really play music in the way that I would like to play music. And this has been like an experiment. show. This has been an experiment to see if I can do it. And actually, I have been able to do it. And I have been, look at this eye. Doesn't that look sleepy? I have been able to do it. And actually, this has probably been quite healthy for me to do this. Oh, shish kebab. Is there anybody? Office out. Look, see, Tim Heidecker's live on Twitch. What the hell? What the hell? Oh, God. Adverts. I've got to cancel my Audible subscription because I did it to get free books.
Zimmer frames make you look fat, says Ron. Black
V-neck TV. But he's like, and he's clearly wearing Spanx. Yeah. Right? Yeah. He's clearly wearing, like, it's like a back brace.
Manx. It's so that posture. You're right. Like,
it's so obvious he's wearing Spanx.
Okay, that is the kind of show I would like. That's the kind of show I'd like to be able to do. Once I get back up to speed, I'm going to be, this is going to be me. Oh, for fuck.
I was talking to a woman in Ruskin Court, and she said...
Why would you have to have an advert again? Why would you have to have an advert again?
82.
Let's go and raid this guy. Do you know what? This is how nuts I am. I was about to apologise for the length of the show. You're going to get a show tomorrow night. Patreons, you're going to get a show tomorrow night unlike any other show. Me and Catherine back together tomorrow night and Friday night. We're back, guys. We're doing what we promised. And if everyone leaves Patreon, so be it. So be it. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? So be it. I need to hand some of this stuff over. And I need to do what I need to do to remain sane. See you tomorrow night at 7. Thanks, everyone, for being around. It's been a pleasure.
I know some people say Ta-ra. Avatar. Dude, I think it's a swordsman.
I'll go anywhere with you.
So cool.
Wow, what are you doing? No.
This is Radio Anywhere.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.